Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let running commentary commence. It's a fantastically cold early December day in Clissold Park.
Beautiful, isn't it? There's a nice light to it.
It's really nice. Yeah. I'm concerned though, I've got you. First of all, nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to have you out running. Yeah.
This was a gentle turn around the park on widgets, depending on where you're at with your injury.
Yeah.
But you had to run it today anyway.
Yeah, I had to run. Yeah, I mean, the state of play is this is my third run in. After being injured.
Over what period of time?
Just this last week. I had about 10 days completely off.
Yeah, good.
And then I did, I had two 30-minute runs, consecutive days, a day off. And today will end up being about 7 very gentle miles.
Because about normally, 2 miles, you've gone about 2 miles so far, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Normally I'd have driven here, but my tyre's gone. So I just couldn't do it. It's one of those. But I don't feel too bad. I just feel like my legs feel a little bit sort of achy in different places. The calves are essentially better.
Yeah.
I'm just mindful of the fact I need to be really easy on it for a while.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to take 2 steps back for any of your steps forward.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm doing exercises around it and kind of, I'm doing all the right stuff.
Have you had any professional help?
I had a bit. Yeah, I went to see a broker.
No, I mean for your head, mate.
Yeah,
you need professional lunch, Charlotte Church.
Get a bit of that, mate.
You're a crazy chick.
I'm always on that, mate. And
sorry, yes.
So I had someone tell me what exercises to do. So
yeah.
I'm just relieved it wasn't a big 5 or 6 weeks off, which it could have been.
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm very grateful for that.
And might yet be if you're not careful.
Yeah. And how about you? How's your fitness and health?
It's been really good. I just realised I didn't get a picture. Here we are, coming down the. You can see what a nice day it is. There he is. He's back! And it's nice here, look at that weeping willow.
Lovely.
In the winter sun. Yeah, I suppose the biggest thing I did in the last week, I've been trying to get the miles up a little bit. You know, we were saying, us realising I was sort of bottoming out in that week where I only just got over 20.
Right.
And I thought, okay, I don't want to be running much less than that.
Yeah.
Went out and did a really nice 9-miler.
Yeah.
A couple of days after that park run,
right,
that we were at,
yeah,
and then, but I felt it. It was kind of only on the Monday or Tuesday we got on the wood chips, yeah, and I can still feel the fast runs. You know, it's amazing how, you know, when you're used to doing quite long runs, if you run a 5K fast,
yeah, you definitely
know you've done it in the muscles and your overall tiredness.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway,
you've been doing your park runs as well, haven't you?
Yeah, and then that was the thing, because I deliberately planned for that 50th to be the week before my birthday. Because I knew on my birthday weekend I'd be doing celebratory stuff in the day and loads of gigs in the night.
Yeah.
It was 3 gigs a night on the Friday, Saturday.
Nice.
But I enjoyed the park run you came to so much that I couldn't resist it. I had to go.
Great.
Which is great, isn't it? I mean,
not Saturday.
I think before 2019, I'd never joined the dots like that with parkrun.
Right.
Never thought of the journey from one to the next. And that's kind of such a big part of it, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And, of course, it's really good training-wise, because I did it and was faster than the week before.
That's great.
And
yeah,
by just tiny, by seconds.
But that's good.
So if there had been 2 months between them, I probably wouldn't have even noticed.
Yeah.
But because it was a week later, And it was faster, you know, it really worked for me.
It's nice to chip it down, isn't it?
That's right, shaving it. And it was absolutely gorgeous as well.
Right.
It was incredibly cold.
Yeah.
And frosty. Good. On a cold and frosty morning, that's what it was.
Lovely.
And they've changed the route. It now goes in and out of the mulberry bush.
Right.
And then here we go, round the mulberry bush. Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you, Marshall.
Yeah, when I got to Hackney Marshes, it was so, the mist was just clearing, so the sun was above me, but you couldn't see the sports centre.
That's quite nice, isn't it, I'd imagine, yeah.
Yeah, the only reason that I knew I was going in the right direction was important, because I was, of course, would have been
where's
late.
Where's he going?
There was three lines in the heavy frost,
right,
and squidgy footprint of a runner behind them. That's right, evidence of a buggy pusher.
Right, really?
Never more welcome to me.
Really?
It's because I could follow those past the rugby post to the start line.
Quite haunting on the marshes on a Saturday morning with a mist, I'd imagine. Quite
ooh,
nice.
Oh, the park run.
Yeah.
The last park run here was 100 years ago. I'm sure I was here last week. I had the same thing when I did the Brigadoon park run.
Yeah.
It's a shame because that's a lovely course for a PB. So, sorry.
You've been doing a bit of running, and you've had your birthday as well. I missed a lot.
Yeah. And you haven't just been injured. You've also been, you popped up to see Father Christmas in the frozen north.
I popped up to Norway, yeah, which was very, it was a very frenzied tour. And it was just a tad frustrating because I was just about coming back to what could have been a bit of fitness, but I just didn't have time to do anything. Maybe it was the right thing.
That sounds like a good thing rather than a bad thing
to
me.
Yeah, maybe it was, yeah. It
enabled you to resist temptation.
But the gigs were good fun.
You can resist anything except temptation.
And it's that kind of pre-Christmas few weeks, isn't it, where you're looking to kind of get your policy on it, almost, isn't
it? Yeah,
that's
right.
Runners have a... Because I've been looking at the calendar, and you'll know I'm no genius, but the Manchester Marathon on April the 2nd, those extra few weeks makes it...
I think it's on April the 5th.
Is it, right?
It better be.
But it makes...
I can't make the 2nd. Yeah.
But it makes a big... It makes a big difference in terms of prep, doesn't
it? When it starts, that's right. That's right, and it just means that we have to
be
dabbing that break over Christmas and training up, that's it.
You've got to start, you've got to really... As opposed to a kind of gentle preamble into January, you want to be doing some seriously good training in January.
Absolutely. And there's two interesting sides to this, because on the one hand, I really like, and I think we've embraced this right from the start of running commentary, the training for the training.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's something we would like to do anyway.
Yeah.
And when you're doing the London Marathon, you get to kind of prepare yourself so that when you hit the road...
Yeah.
After 12th night, you're actually not coming from a standing
from ground
start.
Zero, yeah.
But equally, I'm reminded of when I was in Scotland in the summer before last, and I suddenly realised that I was kind of paying lip service to marathon training. When I say paying lip service, I was doing it.
Yeah.
Putting the miles in, getting a lot of running done. But basically, training within my skills.
Right.
So I wasn't getting any better.
Yes.
And that's the other end of it. It's really difficult if you're fit already to find the right path to keep pushing yourself.
Because proper training, when you're training for an event to do well, it's stretching, isn't it? It's adaptive. It's hard work.
You have to push forward.
I think we pioneered that phrase, training for training.
Yeah. I think pioneered are just the only people thinking about it.
I think people sort of generally get to, you've got your coasting level, and then you're fit enough to really start going at it, you know. That's what I'm hoping to do in December, just amp up the training for training. So by the end of it, I'm almost training.
Yeah. You're nearly training, and then you'll be ready to train.
Yeah.
That is... I've just a little side note here to our friend in Chicago, who, in turn... Her side note was, I've worked out what trainers are.
Right.
They're sneakers, aren't they? Yeah,
they're sneakers.
Or training shoes.
Sneakers.
And what the hell is a parkrun? And the funny thing is, even having cracked the code of a parkrun, I think that if you thought that our ongoing reference to a park run was just us kind of...
Just a run in a park.
We go run in a park, but we had this kind of fancy name for it. But it's a slightly more formal occasion than that.
Yes. Yeah.
But it could be because I'm going to park run it this weekend. It's like having a, doing an LSR, isn't it? We'd love to give it a name.
It's a timed 5K run. Not race if you want it to be. Sort of community event. It happens in most UK cities.
Yes.
Various parks at 9 a.m. every Saturday.
9:30 in Scotland.
And it's free.
And they're all around the world, so if you haven't got one, start one up.
And they're starting to tiptoe into the States. When I was in this America over the summer, they had one in New Jersey.
Yeah, but if you tiptoe, it takes much longer.
Yeah, you've got to take those big strides. You've got to get on a plane, unfortunately.
Hey, I did the Tom Cruise finish again.
All right. Okay. How did that go?
It's good. It works. I think the important thing with it is to stop thinking of it as a Tom Cruise finish.
Did Christopher Walken see your Tom Cruise finish?
He's running. Hands up in front.
Yeah. And they're riding.
Tucked under his, his ass.
He lost his jacket up in his ass.
Some trying to overtake. Couldn't make it. I am, and I overtook someone.
Did you really?
I overtook someone in the final stages of the race.
Get in.
I didn't.
Get in.
I didn't overtake. Someone else overtake me? I don't know. I think someone else wanted to. Oh, yeah, right. Someone overtook me.
Right.
That was a really good... Someone paced themselves really well.
Right.
Me and them basically had a race in the woods.
Right.
I didn't want to be having a race. I just thought, oh, I'm overtaking this fella.
Yeah.
And he held on for... I was like, mate, oh no, but there's plenty of room. So yeah. I pretended I didn't know he was there. And he eventually let me go. But then came flying past me. But I was flying past someone else.
That's great.
So everyone's finishing.
That's the thing about people overtaking you, is they can help you overtake other people.
That's right. It's all part of the shakedown, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting what you said about how... Because it isn't a race. It really isn't. It's only ever a race with yourself.
Yeah.
You're just using the other people.
Yes.
You're not racing with them. It's a different thing. I wouldn't enjoy it if I was racing with them. That's what I've had to learn, is it's okay to have that relationship with them.
Yeah, it's different... Different people have different connections with it.
Absolutely. I mean, I respect that. And particularly, again, if you know each other or if you don't know people and you're not even aware of them, you know.
I mean, when I was younger and probably competing, it used to be direct competition against people.
Yeah.
You know, it was aggressive. It was wanting to beat people.
Finishing and turn around and say, in your face!
Not like that.
That's not very park.
It didn't have to be said. It was just one of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
But now... Now I'm old and slow. I'm not that bothered about that kind of stuff.
I don't think anyone's going to be happy to hear you describe yourself as
slow.
Well,
no, do you know what I mean? It's all relative.
It is relative.
It's all relative, but yeah, they help us to compete against each other.
Relative to all the rest of us.
And how's the Christmas prep? Have you noticed this year? Because I know you're a fan of Christmas, as am I.
Yeah.
People seem to be putting their... trees up earlier this year.
Yeah.
Is that just me or what?
I think it gets earlier every year. Well, my wife used to work, and we'll work again actually, it's just closed at the moment, in the Museum of the Home, formerly the Jeffrey Museum.
Yes.
And they always put their Christmas trees up at the beginning of December and did all the different... Absolutely beautiful. Christmas is such a great kind of pageant there.
Yeah.
But the reason I mention it is, the little insight she had is that if you have a real Christmas tree,
right,
like they did, if they hit all the rooms that had real Christmas trees in, they'd replace them halfway through December.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking.
If you get a real
that's what I'm saying. If you,
and you don't replace it in a fortnight, then by Christmas Day or 3 weeks,
it's going to look rubbish, isn't it? That's what I'm worried about.
I overheard a conversation between some other people. It was also related to my wife's work. She's been following her around, basically.
Yeah.
With someone at her work, we heard them talking, and they were saying... I said, oh, I take my Christmas tree down and it's just that lonely gap in the corner of the room where it was. And this other person said, yeah, that's why I just left mine up.
that's great, isn't it?
What you got there, that's just funny. Furniture.
I had
that's
a,
just a chair you can't sit on.
I had a cheery chat with a woman at Tesco's Express yesterday morning, who I'd speak to most mornings when I buy the paper.
Yep.
Lovely woman.
I like the way you're kind of talking of her space in the corner. You've kind of hewn yourself out a little slice of the past there.
Yeah.
Someone in the shop you interact with, a hard copy of the newspaper.
Yeah, she's kind of...
You should get your dog to bring it home with it in its mouth.
Chat every morning. you know, she can be down.
Having an affair?
No. She's a generous lover. She can be down, but whoa, she's got some moves. But anyway, so I'll see you every morning. He's not like that at all, that relationship. But we had a bit of time.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to her, are you looking forward to, as we got dressed here, I said, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah.
She said, well, I've already had a cracker. No, she said, oh, I don't do Christmas.
Oh,
she was one of those. I said,
oh, God.
She said, no, I just don't do it. I don't bother with it. I don't like it. How can you? I think we have this conversation.
Yeah. It's basically being resistant to joy, isn't it?
It's a real shame.
Because what people might
not be in the relationship.
But there is obviously, you know, it's very easy in terms of the mass popular culture. And being British, it's very easy to moan about, right? And I get that.
Yeah.
You know, like in adverts, you see it really early. The last couple of years, I realised that the earliest adverts are for kind of furniture.
Right.
So it's like, well, yeah, it takes 6 weeks to get a dining table.
Yeah.
And then it starts opening up. But the thing is, you can resist the things you want to resist. You know what I mean? You can avoid the songs. You can avoid the adverts. You still take what you want from it.
Don't just not do it. She said, oh, it's not like it used to be. Of course it isn't. You're older. Everything changes.
No, and it
there has to be something in it.
That's right. And also, it has to be. It's not like it used to be. Before that, it wasn't like that. Do you know what I mean? It's a shifting, changing thing.
And I think, evolving.
I mean, it's my own take on it, but I think that where we are in the world, like pushing up into the northern hemisphere, you know, we don't miss the sun all winter, but the winter solstice, that is a short day.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a dark, cold time.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think it's primal to seek out a few bright lights, a bit of greenery, some sugary, energy-giving foods,
yeah,
and your nearest and dearest.
Why not?
I think that's a good thing, with a capital G, capital T.
Why not?
I also think, I was saying this to Laura the other day. Oh, another little side mention. Let's thank Laura for stepping in.
Thank you.
I didn't notice. I think she was you.
Thank you, Laura Lex.
Yeah.
Very funny woman. How's her fitness? How is she?
Yeah, she's good. She's still not a regular runner.
Right.
She runs a bit.
Right.
But she cross trains a lot. And I think her favourite thing, listeners who heard last week will notice, she likes all the weight training and having a trainer push her in that way, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But having said that, she runs further now than when we did this with her at the beginning of the year, so it's all good. And also, it was lovely to be in Brighton.
Yeah.
We ended up running at kind of, get a photo of this, give me a second, sorry. We ended up running at kind of sunset in Brighton, so that was quite Christmassy. Wow, that's gorgeous.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Anyway, I was saying to her, the thing about Christmas is, I think, is it has, and I do kind of love it, you know, the goth in me.
Right.
It's sad. It's a sad time here.
There's a melancholy.
It's a melancholy, that's the word.
Yeah, there's a melancholy. Part of that is because some people die.
That's right, people do.
Everything shuts down, including some people.
And I think it's funny, isn't it, how people, you know, I don't think this country quite knows what to do with Halloween.
Right.
Because it's not a festival that we ever had as such. It's kind of ripped off from the American version.
Right.
And this year, a lot of people saying Happy Thanksgiving, because the internet really ties us in with America. But again, these are all things that Americans started celebrating because it was kicked off by Puritans,
right,
who found Christmas a bit distasteful.
Yeah.
But I think Christmas is the best one, because like you say, it's the end of the cycle of life.
Yes.
You know, literally, there's really good people. You know, R.I.P. to fantastic people. You posted about the guy who did SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes.
Cricketer Bob Willis. I mean, he's a legend. I didn't really follow cricket, but I knew who he was.
We had the awful day, a couple of... What was it? Jonathan...
Oh, Jonathan Miller, Clive James.
Clive James and Gary Rhodes.
Clive James in particular, because my dad was such a big fan.
Yes, sir.
And he's kind of like my dad. You know, it's just all tied in together. Yeah, but again, I have to say at the moment, and I'm sure this will go up and down, but I'm kind of leaning into the wind of grieving my dad at the moment. I said, let the sadness in.
Yeah.
Because that's always been part of what Christmas is about.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. And I don't know whether it's just me personally. I'm sure it's not, but there's something quite potent.
No, it's just you. That's just you.
There's something quite potent about the end of this year, because it's the end of a decade.
Yes.
And and you do look back and think, what have I done this decade? What do I do the next decade? There's something about it, is it? It's more confrontational than most New Year's.
Yeah, that's right.
Which are confrontational anyway.
Well, yeah, full circle. You said, is Christmas coming a bit early? I have to say that conversation... That's the one that came too early for me.
Right.
When people started saying, here's me at the beginning of the decade and here's at the end of the decade.
Yeah,
It's not the end of the decade yet. Yeah. It's November.
I know, I'm still looking for a strong finish.
Looking for loopholes.
Still a lot of admin I've got to do to feel like I've...
That's right, you've got 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Still filming This Year's Live at the Apollo, aren't they?
Yeah. It's time to sort a few things out. But yeah, it kind of... It does make you think a little bit of that, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, also, I know that you'll laugh in my face when I tell you this, but you might. I mean, you'll look down from on high in some way, because on January the 4th, officially 20 years in comedy for me.
Fantastic.
So that'll be 20 in 2020.
That's great, mate.
Yeah.
That's great.
When I say you'll laugh in my face, I just mean you've been doing it, you know, about 20 years longer than that, haven't you?
Well, no, I mean, I did my first ever gigs about 89.
Yeah.
And then professional since 1993.
Yeah.
So a bit more seniority, but 20 years is...
It's enough.
Enough time, bruv.
Yeah. That's
you
right.
You know what it is.
And I suddenly realised the 2020... I got... It's all very high focus, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I feel good about the old running schedule.
Yeah.
Because apart from anything else, it makes you feel young and fit.
Absolutely.
And all the other stuff, you know, that is, from a really selfish point of view, looking at whether it's famous people or people we know, looking at who's kind of gone.
Yeah.
It's all about mortality, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all about being here, isn't it?
Ooh, that's it. Actually, this is the kind of speech I'll be doing on Christmas Day to my family and friends. Yeah. So let's have another look at everyone who's gone.
Yeah.
It is good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your lady in the shop is slightly missing a trick.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I'll tell you what, I really miss running. And it's a shame that the calf happened. Obviously, there's always lessons about looking after yourself and stretching, etc. But I'm starting to get that glimpse of how good it makes you feel when you're getting fatter. Not fatter. Faster. Fitter. That I put fitter and faster together and got fatter.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was a Freudian slip though, mince pie man.
But, oh, yeah. That will be sugar over Christmas. But you know what I mean? When you're starting to get results from training.
Absolutely.
When you're starting to get that momentum and you think, oh, this is good.
Well, it's
why do I do this to get a bit more faster? You know.
I do think there's a psychological... there's a very zen, meditative quality to it, because it's that... And I think I might be freaking out here, but I think we talked to
Laura
about exactly this on this spot nearly a year ago. About how the nature of the future, right?
Yeah.
You know what you want from it. You can plan for it. You try and make it happen. Yeah. And then your kind of front brain, your short-term memory, your id,
yeah,
kind of just puts that all into action, forgets about it. And then when it happens, you still feel the surprise.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you put your training plan in.
Yeah.
And you do the training with the sole purpose of getting fitter and faster.
Yes.
And yet you still turn around.
And you're still surprised.
And you go, oh, I'm fitter and faster. Yeah, yeah. And that's a real luxury. Yeah. But that is the nature of the future. It will often give you what you wanted, but you rarely recognise it.
Yeah. For me, it's working out what I want a lot of the time. At least that's actual goals.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Actual life just goals. Running everything else, just a bit more.
Well, that's the other thing, is like you were saying, end of the decade, end of the year. I love a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
But you've got to be realistic. You can't change everything at a stroke. I think, in a way, we're probably lucky enough that we're old enough to kind of know that.
Yeah.
You know, we're pretty unlikely to say, right, January the 1st, I'm going to learn the trumpet.
Yeah.
That's not really the kind of thing we're talking about.
No,
it's more kind of, I'm really going to make sure there's money in that tax account.
Gradual changes. Yeah.
Smooth corrections.
Compound.
As Norman, the kite teacher.
Yeah, compound over time.
Though. Yeah, yeah. And then the other side of all of that is when you do it for ages and it doesn't seem like a thing anymore, but you still do it.
Yes, yeah.
And that's all good too.
Yeah.
You know, this time, I don't know how long ago it was now. Is it 2 years ago, 3 years ago? When I'd spent a month being vegan.
Yeah.
It felt amazing. It felt so clean. I don't really feel like that now. It just feels normal.
Yeah, that's great.
But I think
it?
I'm still reaping the benefit.
Of course you are.
So I wonder what... I was asking listeners, actually, the other day. Have you... Training for the training.
Yeah.
Need to think about what we want from start, thinking about what we're going to think about, what we might think about what we want from 2020.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want a fast marathon in Manchester.
Yep.
So...
Yeah, so that's hanging over you right now.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's difficult because I'm just coming back from injury, so it's hard to...
Yeah,
be utterly
and conversely,
realistic about.
You're well aware of this is basically we're 16 weeks out or
yes.
or near as.
Yeah, so I mean, a fast marathon for me now would be anything under 3:10 is a fast marathon.
And you could get closer. You could make. You might change that. The thing is, to call it a fast marathon, you know.
Yeah.
If you hold with the training for 2 months,
yes,
even 3 months, then you can turn around and say, this is how fast I'm going to
yes,
do.
Yes, yeah, totally.
Oh, but did Sophie Raworth got her marathon PB
I saw
in
that,
Valencia?
Yeah. 3:27.
3:27.
Yeah. Great, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her, yeah, she's doing well.
She's brilliant.
She's still on the upwards trajectory.
Yeah, so, and you know, this is never about racing. It's all about just competing with yourself. But I want to do Manchester faster than that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll run it with a picture of Raworth on my back. Let's see what we can do. No, so I want a fast marathon. I want a fun London.
Yeah, Fundon, I call it.
Fundon.
Yeah.
Fun London podcast.
Yeah.
And I want a... I want to do an ultra for a laugh.
Yes.
If it can be done for a laugh.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think once you've done two marathons, we have a much clearer idea about that.
We're going to Limassol, aren't we?
We're
going to
do half in Cyprus.
Which is pre-Manchester. We've been invited to that, so that'll be good fun.
That's some pretty nice training.
That's some nice training.
It's going to be great. I mean, those are two events I'm banging to. And then talking of events, Runfest Run.
We're doing
we
Runfest
are going to be
run.
There. We're going to be able to run
yes.
with us. And probably we haven't worked out the tech of it, but we're going to run events within Runfest
right.
Run. And hopefully, if you're there, we'll be able to talk to you while we're doing it and stuff.
We call it
bristling with microphones.
10,000 people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We're making a surge in Chris Evans' fan base.
What do you say to the marshal?
Deep undercover.
Thank you, marshal. What do you say to the marshal? Thank you, marshal.
Rampaging around Windsor Park. Taking
someone the other day.
Taking the royal residence.
I don't know what you thought about this. Someone came in on Instagram and said, is there going to be a Runfest Run in the north? I think that's fair enough, you know, particularly as
bad question.
I think Chris's Carfest had a north and south version. But after doing our run round Windsor, I mean, Paul, you'll know, is there anywhere that nice in the north?
Well, actually, we've actually been invited to do an ultra run to the castle, haven't we?
Oh, yes!
Which I wanted to... We should have a chat with that. I want to have a chat about that. But,
got to have a look
sure
at the time.
Some nice places.
Yeah, I'm being mean.
Some wonderful.
I'd like to do some more. It's going up north running. The one we can't do,
yeah,
but it would be great if we could, is there a Parkinson's UK run at the end of January.
Right.
Talking of good runs in the north. January the 25th, we can't do it, so if you can, that'd be great.
Right.
January the 25th. So it's exciting, isn't it? It's nice to have shape.
Yeah, it's nice to have a few eventy events.
Physically, I mean, are you going to do any... I say this because I think I'm probably going to stop drinking.
What, in the new year?
Yeah.
Probably. How's it been going? Booze update.
It's been going great.
Yeah.
I've been loving it.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because as I said this morning, you were looking pretty trim this morning, but you put that down to a haircut and some new clobber.
Yeah, my mum got me... thank you, Mum. My mum's birthday present was like basically a winter running plumage in bamboo.
You look great.
It's blooming lovely. I've got this like light hoodie.
Yeah.
Light enough that I can run in it. And I've got leggings.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Would Martin approve?
I do a picture. Yeah, I don't know. See what the internet says. Oh, no.
Legging watch.
And then let's get a picture. You take a picture of me. It's terrible with the bum bag. But yeah.
We could have a legging off, actually, because I'm wearing very old school leggings today.
Well, you're wearing jacket bottoms. That's not the same.
They're really nice. I like those.
Can you get my hoodie while you're there?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just getting different. Go on, then.
In the forest. And last one, the only thing with the hoodie
the
is
forest.
Not so good with hood up.
Yeah, that looks a little bit...
Oh, I've got my wire on top of my head, so I hope that for the sake of that picture I didn't ruin this record. That would be a shame. So yeah, and some shorts as well.
Cool.
The shorts are quite woolly, so when I first got them out, I thought I might not run in those, they're a bit thick, they'd be great for exercise. And then now I'm thinking, I wish I was wearing those woolly shorts. So yeah, and well, it's all pretty bodycon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
the fashions do change, you see. I've always been a number of times I got to the end of a run and they said large over there. I said, oh, no, I want a small one. And they're like, do you though?
Really?
Do you really want?
Yeah, well, you've always liked that tight fit.
You're going to stretch it over that, they seem to say.
So what are you doing at Christmas? What's your Christmas looking like? Are you doing lots of gigs or what?
Loads and loads of gigs.
Oh,
I was forced to cancel a gig yesterday for... Well, because it was my quiz show and my music stuff wasn't working.
Right.
But anyway, I ended up having a night off.
Right.
At home. It's blooming great because that's the last time. I don't know when I'm doing that again. Because
well,
I think I've got one or two actual nights when I'm not gigging.
Right.
But on both of them, I'm doing things.
There'll be social stuff. Yeah.
And then that's it. I come home from Glasgow on December the 22nd. And at that point, we'll be doing, we'll be shopping and sorting it all out.
Yeah.
And then we go away for a week on the 27th.
Right. That'll be great, mate.
And I always do, it's a bit early for this talk, but my New Year's resolutions always kick in after 12th night.
Which is January the
6th.
6th, yeah.
So I don't, so you don't have to, you know... Party till 4 in the morning and then turn around at it's half past weekend. 9 and go, I hate myself!
Yeah.
It's not a good start.
Yeah, that isn't a good start.
And our holiday at Doug looked brilliantly ashamed.
Yeah. Where are you going on holiday? Where are you going away?
I'm going down to the west. I'm doing a bath on New Year's Eve. Bath, if you want. That's another kind of thing that people are going to...
Yeah.
And staying in the village of Road. No,
right.
Staying in the village of Bradford-on-Avon.
Right.
Spending New Year's Eve in the village of Road. Should we go left here?
Yeah, let's go left. Yeah.
And what about you? All your kids will be home, right?
The kids will be home. I've got a fair few gigs. I'm doing the recording of the audiobook next week.
Oh, gosh.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's great.
When's
the book out again? Tell us that date again.
It's February the 6th.
It's a shame that you could have an advance order for a Christmas present, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. I'll put it out on Twitter. I'm just kind of pushing it, because I suppose I should. Next couple of weeks, I will be. Look, but you can advance order it on Amazon.
You have got a few advance sales right here, hasn't he, listeners?
I must say, people have been very kind. They've read it. So we'll have to see
see how it pans out. Well, you know, you're a good runner, a wise runner, an eloquent, funny man. If your book's no good, we're not going to be disappointed.
Something's happened.
Something's happened. Something's gone wrong.
Something got lost in transmission. And then,
and that's part of it. I mean, your book coming out is really going to, you know, that's going to be exciting.
It is, yeah.
And that's a month out from Manchester, so hopefully that inspiration can come right back
help
to you.
For London and the spring marathons. That's the aim of it, I think.
That's
Bloomsbury's idea.
Great.
And then gigs, and then I'm going to France with Matt and Julie and their kids.
Oh, lovely.
First weekend of January.
Yep.
Which will curtail training. That's all.
First weekend of January, see?
Yeah, first
that's
weekend
okay,
January.
Because you don't have to worry about it until
but
January
the 7th. I need to be a bit
don't worry about
it
at all until January the 10th.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it until January the 17th.
But you come out at like January the 5th, 6th.
You've ready for
got, it. You've basically got 2.5 months training then before you start tapering for Manchester.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah. You've got to be fairly fit.
In fact, I want to put another half in before Limassol.
Right.
I'd love to
we
do
that. Or have a look. Or even a 20. So I know some people are doing 20s.
Yeah, I don't know if I need to do a 20 event, but I'll definitely be scheduling. Do you know, can you remember, right?
Can
this year. Do you remember? I never meant to. What song is that? Oh, it's Kaylee by Meridian. Yeah. Thank you.
What were we remembering?
I did 20 miles.
Yeah.
Felt like I wasn't pushing myself enough. Went out the next weekend and did 23.
Right.
Was that ahead of London or was it ahead of Leeds? Because if it was ahead of London...
I think it was ahead of Leeds.
Yeah, so maybe that was overtraining then. Because Leeds wasn't a success, right?
I think 23 is a bit much.
Yeah.
I think 21 and a half, 22 is getting to the sort of...
But my fade...
upper edge of it.
Yeah, 21, 22 then. Because my fade in Yorkshire is what I want to correct.
Right.
Basically, my Yorkshire Marathon, I'm pretty happy with that run. It's almost all I want it to be. It's certainly held strong compared to some.
Yeah.
But what I want is when I start to slow down, I don't want the slow down to be so dramatic.
Yes.
Total lack of pace.
Absolutely, yeah.
22 to 26.
Yeah, totally.
It's just losing me time, you know.
I get what you mean.
And I need to get 5 minutes back.
Part of that is mental.
Six.
As well. Part of that is thinking of the mental. You know, that starting your watch again or whatever it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I know it's easy to say,
start
but that really
run.
Helps.
Yeah, you've got to sneak up on these things. You know, we joke about Tom Cruise, but I've been craving a parkrun finish for 3 years.
Yeah.
And now I do something silly and I found one, you know. And
that's great.
It's just stupid, isn't it?
No, it's perfect. Everyone's got their own thing to dig into, haven't they? So listen, we're going to do PBs next week. Sorry, it's been a bit chaotic.
Yes.
Camp Tonkinson, but we will do those. We've got Christmas specials coming up. We're meeting Santa. We're running with Santa.
Yeah, and another celebs and friends. We still haven't scheduled in the Rayworth Chan catch-up, but they've got so much to tell us. We're definitely doing that.
Yeah, Ray was a little bit tied up with the election.
Yeah, what with working. He insists that there is news this month, which
seems a bit indulgent.
Schmooze.
A bit indulgent.
I don't know what this election thing is, but I'm sure that the news can tell us about it in January. Let's go for a run.
Yeah.
She insists on being busy. And, but we've got other... loads of guests, actually.
Have we really?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, yeah. I can think of four, and you've already mentioned one of them.
Great. No, but that's good.
Anyway, but, yeah, we want to know. We're going to put a whole Running Commentary New Year's manifesto together. So let us know what you've got lined up.
The 10-year manifesto. The 10-year plan.
Oh, no.
The 10-year plan, including China 2024. That's a big push for China. We're running around China.
In 2024. yeah, good. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Not just running. In life.
Yeah.
Day to day. China, when are we going?
With Paul Tonkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.